There, that's burning well now.
Yes, we're going to need a lot more wood. Hurry up with those sticks, Susan.
Look. Look what I found.
What is it?
It's a chess piece. A knight.
It's heavy.
It's gold. And the eyes in the horse's head. Well, the one that's not been knocked out anyway. It's a tiny ruby.
It's exactly like one of the golden chessmen we used to play with when we were kings and queens at Caer Paravel.
Exactly. Haven't you guessed?
Guessed what, Peter?
Where we are. Right now, we're standing in the ruins of Caer Paravel.
Oh, but it can't be, Peter. This place has been ruined for ages. Look at those big trees growing right up to the gates.
Edmund's right. Anyone can see that nobody has lived here for hundreds of years.
I know, Susan. That's difficult. But if you picture this place with a roof on, and a coloured pavement instead of grass, and tapestries on the walls, then you get our royal banqueting hall. So the changes must have happened since our time.
But it's only a year since we came back from Narnia. Are you saying that in 1 year, castles have fallen down and great forests have grown up? It's impossible.
There's one thing. If this is Caer Paravel, there ought to be a door at the end of the dais. You know, the door that led to the treasure chamber.
I suppose there isn't a door.
It's hard to tell with this ivy growing everywhere.
Well, let's get some of it out of the way and take a look.
Oh, let's leave it alone. We can try it in the morning.
Susan!
Well, I've got to spend the night here. Yes. I don't want an open door at my back with a great black hole that anything might come out of.
How can you? There! One door.
Locked, of course.
But the wood's rotten. We can pull it to bits in no time.
And it'll make extra firewood, which we'll need if we're to keep the fire going all night.
Come on then, Peter. Let's get to work with our penknives. Oh, there.
Look, it will soon be dark.
There, we've made a hole.
There's a stone floor.
Yes. What we need now is your pocket torch, Ed.
Well, what is the good? As Edmund said...
I'm not saying it now. I still don't understand, but we've got to look.
But supposing it isn't the door to the treasure chamber at Caer Paravel?
But supposing it is?
Oh, cheer up, Susan. It's no good behaving like kids now that we're back in Narnia. You're a queen here. And anyway, none of us could go to sleep with a mystery like this on our minds.
Right, let me go ahead with the torch. Come on! And keep close!
This settles where we are, all right.
What do you mean?
Well, look around you, Susan. Are you telling me you don't recognise these things?
Look, over here,
our coronation rings.
Peter, isn't this the armour you wore at the great tournament in the Lone Islands?
All right, so we are in Narnia, and this is Caer Paravel. Hadn't we best be careful not to waste the torch battery?
Susan's right. Goodness knows how often we shall need it. We ought to take what we want and get out.
We must take the gifts. The ones that were given when Christmas first returned to Narnia.
Aslan's gifts.
I never had one, of course. But then I was on the side of the White Witch at the time.
You don't have to go over all that again, Ed.
Oh, thanks, Peter. And yes, we should take the gifts. We'll need them.
Here they are, where they were always kept, hanging on the end wall. Here's your little bottle, Lucy.
It may be little, but it is made from a diamond. And it contains a magic cordial that can heal almost every wound and illness.
It healed me, all right. After the fight with the White Witch. Is there anything still in it?
Yes.
I can't see my hunting horn.
I wonder what happened to that.
Of course. I took it with me on that last day of all, the day we went hunting the White Stag. It must have got lost when we blundered back into that other place. Or England, I mean.
That's a pity. An enchanted horn that is guaranteed to bring you help whenever you blow it. Might have come in handy.
Never mind. I've still got the bow. And the ivory quiver of arrows.
Won't the string be perished?
It doesn't seem to be.
There's magic in the air here, that's why.
You'll need your gift, Peter.
Yes. The shield's very dusty. You can hardly make out the great lion on it. There.
And the sword?
I expect it's rusted into the sheath.
Try it.
Oh, it's as good as new. With this sword, I killed that terrible wolf, servant to the White Witch. Oh, there's so much about our time in Narnia that I'd forgotten.
But it's all coming back.
Yes. I'm just beginning to feel like the High King Peter once more.
Well, if Your Majesty will forgive me, we really ought to save the battery. Go back to the fire and try to get some sleep.
Well, this isn't a good start for day.
I don't understand. It looks as if we're surrounded by seas, but Caer Paravel isn't on an island.
You mean it wasn't on an island?
That's right. But it was on a, what do you call it, a peninsula. And that's very nearly an island. Perhaps somebody dug a channel, or the sea broke through. Whatever the explanation, we are definitely on an island now, and we've got to get off it.
Then we just have to swim.
Oh, that's all right for you, Sue. You've won prizes for swimming. I don't know about the rest of us.
But, Peter, I know I can't swim very well at home. In England, I mean. But can we all swim when we were kings and queens in Narnia? We could ride them too and do all sorts of things.
Yes, but we were sort of growing up then. We reigned for years and years, and we learned to do things. Aren't we just back to our proper ages again now?
Oh, what is it, Ed? I've just seen it all. The whole thing. What we were puzzling about last night. How? It was only a year ago since we left Narnia, but everything looks so different.
Well,
don't you see? Although we really did grow up while we were in Narnia, when we got home again, we were still kids. However long we may have thought we were living in Narnia, when we finally got back through the wardrobe,
it seemed to have taken no time at all.
Which means that once you're out of Narnia, you have no idea how Narnian time is going.
Yes. So why shouldn't hundreds of years have gone past in Narnia, while only 1 year has passed for us in England?
That's it. And now we're coming back to Narnia, just as if we were ancient Britons or something, coming back to modern England.
How excited they'll be to see us.
Shh.
Look, a rowing boat coming towards us.
And two men in it.
In helmets and chain mail. Must be soldiers.
Listen, they're saying something.
Oh, what about tying a stone to his feet, Corporal?
No need. He'll drown sure enough as long as we tied the cords, right?
They've got a bundle.
Looks as if it's alive and struggling to get free.
Let's get it over the side, then.
Hey, stop wriggling.
It is alive. It's a dwarf. We must do something.
Let's see if I can still use this bow.
Ah! Are you hit?
No, but I'm not waiting for another arrow. Let's get out of here.
I'm coming.
This way, there's a beach over there.
Well done, Sue. That's got rid of them.
And they've left their boat. Quick, before she drifts.
There. That's the last of the ropes.
Well, whatever they say, you don't feel like ghosts.
Why should we be ghosts?
All my life I've been told that these woods were as full of ghosts as they were of trees. That's why when they want to get rid of people, they usually bring them down here and say they'll leave them to the ghosts. Anyway, ghosts or not, you've saved my life and I'm extremely obliged to you.
We really aren't ghosts, honestly.
Well, I never quite believed in the ghosts. But those two cowards you've just shot believed all right. They were more frightened of taking me to my death than I was of going.
So that's why they both ran away.
Eh? What's that?
They got away. To the mainland.
Oh.
I wasn't shooting to kill, you know.
Well, that may mean trouble later on. Unless they decide to hold their tongues to save their necks.
What were they going to drown you for?
Oh, I'm a dangerous criminal, I am. Yeah, but that's a long story. Meantime, I was wondering if perhaps you were going to ask me to breakfast. You've no idea what an appetite it gives one being executed.
There's only apples.
Well, better than nothing. Especially as I haven't eaten since I left Caspian's camp.
Who's Caspian?
Caspian the Tenth. King of Narnia. I'm his messenger. Trumpkin's the name. But when I say King of Narnia, what I mean is he ought to be the King of Narnia, and we hope he will be, but at present he's only King of the Old Narnians.
Who are the Old Narnians?
Well, we're a kind of rebellion, I suppose.
And Caspian is the chief Old Narnian?
In a manner of speaking, but he's really a new Narnian himself, a Telmarine, if you follow me.
I don't think we do.
I'm doing this very badly. I'd best start at the beginning.
Before you do, perhaps we should go and find those apples.
Oh, but please, yes.
Well, King. King Caspian? Nothing's come a-blowing that so-called magic horn.
Not yet, Nickerbrick, but...
But what? The fact is, either the horn was blown too late, or, more likely, there was no magic in it. What does Dr. Cornelius, Master Magician and Know-All, have to say about it?
Why don't you keep a civil tongue in your head?
Why don't you keep your gray snout out of things, Badger?
Why?
It's all right, Truffle Hunter. I will answer the dwarf's questions. I must confess I cannot deny it, that I am deeply disappointed in the result of the operation.
To speak plainly, your wallet's empty, your eggs addled, your fish uncaught, your promises broken.
I stand by Aslan. Have patience like us beasts. The help will come. It may be even now at the door.
Yeah, you badgers that have us wait till the sky falls and we can catch larks. I tell you, we can't wait.
We have no choice.
Food's running short. Our enemy has us surrounded. We lose more of our army than we can afford. Every time we're forced to have another encounter with Miraz and his men, and half our followers are slipping away.
And why? Because word is going round that we have called on the kings of old, and the kings of old have not answered.
Well, they haven't, have they?
The last words Trumpkin said before he left were, if you must blow the horn, do not let the army know why you blow it or what you hope from it.
And what happens? By the same evening, everyone knows.
You'd do better to shove your snout in a hornet's nest than suggest I'm the one who talks.
Then who did?
Stop it, both of you. We'll hold on as long as we can, or until we hear whether help has come or not. Oh, Trumpkin, where are you?
So anyway, this morning, at half light, I risked a shortcut across open country to cut off a big loop of the river and got caught. They took away my armor, and lobsters and lollipops ordered me to be sent down to the ghosts. Then this young lady does a bit of archery, and pretty shooting it was, and here we are. Oh, anyway, so much for all that. Question is, what am I supposed to do now?
So it was Susan's horn that dragged us off that station platform yesterday morning.
Oh, I'll have to go back to King Caspian and tell him no help has come. He blew the horn, but it just didn't work.
But the horn did work. Here we are.
Yes, I see that, but, well, I mean...
Trumpkin, you are stupid.
Don't you see who we are?
I suppose you are the four children out of the old stories, and I'm very glad to meet you, of course. But, well, no offence.
Get on and say whatever you're going to say.
Well, the King and Truffle Hunter and Dr. Cornelius were expecting... well, if you see what I mean, help. To put it another way, I think they've been imagining you as great warriors. as it is, we're awfully fond of children and all that, but just at the moment in the middle of a war...
You mean you think we're no good?
No, don't be offended. I assure you, my dear little friends.
Little? From you, that's a bit much.
Look, there's no good losing our tempers. Let's fit him out with fresh armour from the treasure chamber and get some for ourselves. We can have a talk after that.
I still don't see the point.
Hadn't we better do what Peter says? He is the High King, you know, and I think he's got an idea.
Why, this really is fine armour.
Now, let's show him a thing or two.
Let me do it, Peter. It'll be more of a blow for him if I win, and less of a letdown for us all if I fail.
All right, Ed.
Trumpkin? Kids like us don't often have the chance to meet a great warrior like yourself. Oh. Would you have a little fencing match with me?
But lad, I mean, these swords are sharp.
I know, but I'll never get anywhere near you, and I'm sure you're quite clever enough to disarm me without doing me any damage.
Oh, well, it's a dangerous game, but all right, Master Edmund, I'll try a pass or two.
Very well, then. Ready?
Right, guard yourself, sir.
Watch him, Ed. He's smaller than you. He'll go for the legs.
Oh, do be careful. I've never liked these sword fights.
Don't worry, Sue. No. Look how he's fighting. He's King Edmund once more.
Well done. Oh, did you see how he did that? Just a twist of the wrist and Trumpkin's sword flew out of his hand.
Not hurt, I hope, my dear little friend.
I see the point. You know a trick I never learned.
Oh, but the best swordsman may be disarmed by a trick that's new to him. I think it's only fair to give Trumpkin a chance at something else.
Eh?
Will you have a shooting match with my sister? There are no tricks in archery, you know.
If I didn't know how she can shoot after what happened this morning. Oh, all the same, I'll have a try.
What'll be the target?
That apple hanging over the wall on the branch there.
You mean the yellow one near the middle of the arch?
No, the red one up above, over the battlement. Would you like to shoot first?
More like a cherry than an apple.
Looks as if he knows how to handle a bow.
Oh, good shot, Trumpkin. You almost hit it.
I saw it shake as the arrow passed.
Now, Susan.
Do I have to, Peter?
Oh, you'll hit it easily.
That's why I don't want to do it. I hate beating someone who's already just been beaten.
He has to believe who we are.
Oh, well, if I must.
Well done, Sue.
It wasn't really better than yours, Trumpkin. I think there was a tiny breath of wind as you shot.
No, there wasn't. I know when I'm fairly beaten. I won't even say the wound I got when they caught me today hurts me when I get my arm right back.
Oh, are you wounded? Oh, let me look.
Oh, it's not a sight for little girl. Oh, there I go, talking like a fool again. I'll roll my sleeve up. Since your brother's a great swordsman and your sister's a great archer, I won't be at all surprised if you turn out to be a great surgeon.
Hardly a great surgeon. Oh, poor Trumpkin, that does look nasty. Well, let's see what a drop of this cordial will do.
Oh, giants and junipers, how do you do that? It's cured. It's as good as new. Hey, well, I made the biggest fool of myself as ever a dwarf did. Now, my thanks for my life, my cure, my breakfast, very good apples, and my lesson. No offence, I hope.
Oh, that's all right, Trumpkin. And now, if you've really decided to believe in us...
I have.
It's clear what we have to do. We must join King Caspian at once.
Well, the sooner the better. My being such a fool already wasted about an hour.
Oh, I should think it's about 2 days' journey to the place you call Aslan's How, supposing it's what we remember as the Stone Table. But 2 days for us, I mean. We can't walk all day and night like you dwarfs. It was about half a day's march from there down to the fords of Baruna.
Baruna's Bridge, we call it.
Oh, there was no bridge in our time. Mm. From Baruna down to here was another day and a bit. Going hard, we could do the whole thing in a day and a half, perhaps.
Ah, but remember, it's all woods now, and there are enemies to dodge.
Why do we have to go by the same way that our dear little friend came?
Now, no more of that, Your Majesty, if you love me, no more.
Very well. Then may I say, our DLS?
Oh, Edmund, don't keep on at him like that.
It's all right, lass. I mean, Your Majesty, I can stand a little joke.
As I was saying, we needn't go that way. We can use the rowing boat and go a little way south until we come to Glasswater Creek, which will bring us up behind the hill of the Stone Table.
Yes.
If we start at once, we can be at the head of the creek before dark, get a few hours' sleep, and be with Caspian early tomorrow.
When we were rowing along the coast, do you remember the voyages we used to take in our great ship? The Splendor Highline with the swan's head at her prow and the carved swan's wings coming back almost to her waist.
Yes, and the silken sails and the great stern lanterns. And do you remember that great feast we held when we had musicians up in the rigging playing flutes that it sounded like music coming out of the sky?
Sounds as if life in Narnia really was like the old stories say it was.
It was. But I'm not sure we ought to keep on about how things were. After all, everything's very different now.
Well, a lot of things may have changed, but at least Glasswater Creek is still here.
Except there are a lot more trees growing on the banks now.
Their branches almost meet overhead.
Look, this is hard work and night's coming on. Let's pull over to the bank, make camp and try and get some sleep.
So, what's for breakfast? Oh, well, apples. What a surprise.
And do stop grumbling, DLF. At least we thought to bring apples with us.
True, though I have to say you ancient kings and queens don't overfeed your courtiers.
These woods are really thick. You can't see more than a few yards in any direction.
I suppose your majesties know the way all right.
Have you got your pocket compass, Peter?
Yes.
Right. Then all we've got to do is to keep on going northwest,
and cross that little river, the Rush, the one that joins the big river at the Ford of Baruna.
And then strike uphill, and we'll be at the Stone Table, or Aslan's Howl, by 8 or 9 o'clock.
I just hope you're right. Only I've never seen these woods before. In fact, I thought all along we should have gone a different way.
Oh, then why didn't you say so at the time?
Don't take any notice of her. She's always a wet blanket.
Perhaps if your Majesties have finished their discussions, we can get started.
You're right, Chumkin. I just hope King Caspian will give us a good breakfast.
So the hours pass, Your Majesty.
Yes, Knickerbrick, they do.
And still no help. We tried the horn, and it has failed. If ever there was a High King Peter and a Queen Susan and a King Edmund and a Queen Lucy, then either they have not heard us, or they can't come, or they are our enemies.
Or they are on their way.
Ah, you can go on saying that till Miraz has fed us all to his dogs.
Does Master Dwarf have some plan or scheme in mind?
Indeed I do.
Then tell us what it is.
In my own time, if it please Your Majesty.
We are going the right way.
Most of the woods are thinning out, but I don't see how we can go wrong.
Then where's the River Rush got to?
I certainly thought we'd have reached it by now. But still, there's nothing to do but keep on.
Oh, watch out, everyone! We're right on the edge of a precipice.
Well, at least we've found some river or other. See? It's down there, at the bottom of that gorge.
And look at those cliffs on the other side. We'd need to be rock climbers to get up those.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my fault for coming this way. We're lost.
Oh, do let's go back and go the other way. I knew all along we'd get lost in those woods.
Susan, what's the good of nagging Peter?
What are you snapping at Susan for? I think she's right.
Susan, tortoise shells. If we've got lost coming, what chance have we of finding our way back? And if we have to go back to the island and begin all over again, even supposing we could, we might as well give the whole thing up. Miraz will have finished with Caspian before we get there at that rate.
You think we should go on?
I'm not sure the High King is lost.
What?
Well, what's to stop this river being the Rush?
But the Rush is not in a gorge.
Ah, Your Majesty says it is, but oughtn't you to say was? You knew this country hundreds, maybe thousands of years ago. Suppose it's changed. There might have been a landslide, earthquake, anything.
I hadn't thought of that.
Anyway, if this is the Rush, it's flowing roughly north, and so it must join the great river at some point. If we go downstream, we'll find it.
Oh, thanks, Trumpkin. Come on, then. Down this side of the gorge.
Look! Look!
Where?
What's up, Lou?
The lion! Aslan!
Aslan?
Did you see him?
Do you really mean?
Where do you think you saw him? Don't talk like a grown-up. I didn't think I saw him. I saw him.
But where, Lou?
Right up there between those mountain ashes.
There?
No, not over there. On this side of the gorge. Oh. And up, not down. Hmm? The opposite way you want to go. And he wanted us to go where he was. Up there.
How do you know that's what he wanted, Lou?
I just know. By his face.
Her Majesty may well have seen a lion, but it needn't be a friendly talking lion.
Oh, don't be so stupid. Do you think I don't know Aslan when I see him?
Well, he'd be a pretty elderly lion by now, if he's the one you knew when you were here before. And even if it were the same one, what's to prevent him having gone wild and witless like so many others?
Now you listen to me!
Lucy, the DLF doesn't understand. How could he? You must take it, Trumpkin, that we do really know about Aslan. A little bit about him, I mean. And you mustn't talk about him like that again. The question is whether Aslan really was there.
But I know he was!
Yes, Lou, but we don't, you see.
Do we follow our original plan and go down into the gorge and try and find a way up the other side that'll bring us to Aslan's Howl and King Caspian? Or do we follow Queen Lucy's guess?
It was not a guess!
Queen Lucy's belief. That she saw Aslan and that we are to stay on this side of the gorge and go further up.
There's nothing for it but a vote.
All right. You're the eldest, Trumpkin. What do you vote for? Up or down?
Down. I know nothing about Aslan, but I do know that if there are any real lions about, we want to go away from them, not towards them.
What do you say, Susan?
Don't be angry, Lou, but none of us except you saw anything. So I think we should go down.
Edmund?
Well, there's just this. When we discovered Narnia, a year ago, or 1,000 years ago, whichever it is,
It was Lucy who discovered it first, and none of us would believe her. I was the worst of the lot. Yet she was right after all. Wouldn't it be fair to believe her this time? I vote for going up.
Oh, Ed.
Now it's your turn, Peter. And I do hope
that... Shut up and let me think. I'd much rather not have to vote.
You are the High King.
All right. Down. I know Lucy may be right after all, but I can't help it. We must do one or the other. Let's get started.
This doesn't prove very easy, has it?
The cliffs are still impossible to climb.
It's taken us half the day. First we get stuck in a wood, then we have to go back and go around the woods.
Majesty's right. I've given up counting how many times we've gone back on our tracks.
And now we're finally in the gorge, we can't find a way out.
Oh, I know, Ed. We've just got to keep on going. If we get round the next bend on the river, then maybe we'll have a better idea of where we are.
Make out the Bridge of Varuna.
It doesn't look much more than a wooded slope. We should be able to get up the other side of the gorge quite easily now. Oh, come on. Oh.
Once we're down this hillside, we should be in open country and well on our way to Aslan's Howl.
What the?
Arrows!
Get down!
What's going on?
Shh, quiet!
That one was a bit close.
Quick! We've got to get back the way we come. Now keep your heads down and crawl.
Where are they coming down?
Bottles and battle doors, that was a near wrong thing. Still, we're all right. At least they're not searching the woods. Only sentries, I expect.
But it means that Mirrors has an outpost down there.
I suppose we'll have to go right back up the gorge again now.
Oh, Lou, you're a hero. That's the nearest you've got today to saying I told you so. Let's get on.
As soon as we're well up into the forest, I'm going to light a fire and we're all going to get a good night's sleep.
Oh, yes.
A good night's sleep, he said. Well, Trumpkin's certainly getting that all right. I'd forgotten that dwarfs snored so loudly. I don't know how the others got off to sleep so easily. I'm so tired, and I so much want to go to sleep.
Lucy?
Hello? Who's calling me?
Lucy?
It's coming from over there, amongst those trees. The moonlight is almost as bright as day.
Lucy.
There's something strange about these trees. Why, I do believe they're moving. They're walking about.
Lucy.
I'm coming. They really are moving. Moving in and out, round and round like some complicated dance. I can't seem to make out whether they've got feet or roots. They're not moving on the surface of the earth. It's more like they're wading through it. One minute they look like trees, but strangely human trees. The next they look like people, but strange, branchy, leafy people. They are almost awake, but not quite. Some good magic is calling them to life. Between the trees, shining white in the moonlight. Aslan! Oh, Aslan, is it really you?
Lucy.
Aslan, dear Aslan, at last.
Welcome, child.
Aslan, you are bigger.
That's because you're older, little one.
Not because you are.
I am not, but every year you grow, you will find me bigger.
I am so happy, Aslan.
You have work to do, and much time has been lost today.
Yes, I know. I saw you're right. They wouldn't believe me. They're also... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blame the others. But it wasn't my fault anyway, was it? Oh, Aslan, why are you looking at me like that? You don't mean it was. How could I have left the others and come to you alone? Well, I suppose I could. And yes, I know I wouldn't have been alone if I had been with you, but what would have been the good? Do you mean that it would have turned out all right? Somehow? But how? Please, Aslan, can't I know?
To know what would have happened, child? No, nobody has ever told that.
Oh, dear.
But anyone can find out what will happen. If you will go back to the others now and wake them up and tell them you've seen me again and that you must get up at once and follow me, what will happen? There is only one way of finding out.
Do you mean that is what you want me to do?
Yes, little one.
Will the others see you too?
Certainly not at first. Later on, it depends.
But Aslan... They won't believe me. They won't.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. And I was so pleased at finding you again. And I thought you'd let me stay. And I thought you'd come roaring in and frighten all the enemies away. Like last time. And now everything's going to be horrid.
It is hard for you, little one. But things never happen the same way twice. Come. Embrace me. Now, you are a lioness.
I'm sorry, Aslan. I'm ready now.
Come, we have no time to lose. Go and wake the others and tell them to follow. If they will not, then you at least must follow me alone. I will be waiting.